West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome into Auto Talk Radio as we're talking everything cars today and everything that has to do with cars. Give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. Sure hope everybody had a great rest of the Thanksgiving weekend last weekend. It was a long one. Sure is hard to go back to work after 4 days being off of work. The whole West Automotive Group took 4 days off. It's nice to let our employees enjoy the holiday with their loved ones. Thanksgiving is a great holiday, too. All that requires is hanging out with family and eating good food. How can you go wrong when it comes to that? So anyway, welcome back as we are now into December very quickly. Matter of fact, 1 week into December. Today's the 7th. Today is also the 83rd anniversary of 1941 Pearl Harbor attack. For those folks, that's a long time ago. So if you were in most of our folks that were in the military back then, there's very few of them left here with us, you know, and what they gave up and everything. So it's a definite day that we need to continually remembering these folks and what they were involved in there in Pearl Harbor, and also what other folks did there to as far as the war and fighting and everything. So it was a big, one of the biggest attacks on U.S. soil ever. So actually, I think it is the biggest attack on U.S. soil as far as that goes. So anyway, today is the anniversary of that 1941 Pearl Harbor attack. Was on December 7th in 1941. So just a little bit of history. Like I said, if you, even if you lied about your age and you were 16 and in the military at that time, you'd be, what, 99 years old, I think, right now. So, wow, that was quite a while ago. We're heading in that direction. Anyway, give me a call about anything automotive related. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. I did want to talk about something here real quick. We have a very good listener that listens in all the time, and he had sent me some stuff. Just a couple things about compressed air cars and some cool stuff. I mean, they've tried so many different things in this world to create something different than a fossil fuel burning automobile. So it's just cool to read up on. But really, the thing that he shared with me, he was very interested in 2025, supposedly, there's going to be a new 2025 Cougar coming out, a 2025 Grand Torino, a 2025 Chevy Chevelle. These cars look super cool. You should check them out. He sent me videos and stuff of them. He himself, we were just kind of talking because he had a Cougar back in the day, a 67 Cougar, which were beautiful cars. I used to work on one for a good friend of mine, Joe. He's now passed away, but amazing car that he had, him and his wife, Dee. They were good customers of mine for years. As a matter of fact, I did a bunch of wiring for him. He had a Sunbeam Tiger with a 302 V8 in it too. Joe had some cool cars. So, and I was a young guy and able to do a lot of those things for him. So did a lot of custom wiring on that car for him and other things, anything that needed an issue. That was a cool little fast car. I'm not sure where it is now or who's got it. So those three cars supposedly coming out. Now, I wouldn't hold my breath, but it was funny because he shared that he had emailed a Ford dealer up in Santa Monica that supposedly they were supposed to, other Ford dealers had told him that they would be handling and having these cars. And the gentleman up there, Steve is our listener, emailed him back and said, Thank you for your inquiry. You know more about the 2025 Mercury Cougar than I do. So a lot of times these things, you know, they're put out that they're going to do them, and then they don't come to fruition. So we'll see what happens with it, but it'd be super cool. And I'm going to tell you the concepts they have of them that they produce, the Cougar, the Grand Torino, the Chevelle, are super cool. So go check them out if you're into that stuff. It's really good stuff to see. It'd be fun if they do actually come out with these. But the Chevelle, they're talking about the new motor already that they produce for this thing. So that one might be coming out. So I don't know. It looks like they're going to with these. It just appears that everybody doesn't know a whole lot about them besides these videos. So anyway, super cool stuff. Would love to see some of them on the road. I'm sure they'll all be limited editions. Matter of fact, even in the Chevelle, they talk about the 6.7 liter motor that they big block that they made for this thing. So going back to the nostalgic days of the big block in the Chevelle, maybe might be able to get one of those. I bet you'll be $150,000 to get one, though. I'll tell you that without question. So it's kind of what I got in automotive news right now and stuff to check out. As we head down into the definite Christmas holiday, I'll tell you what, 2024 is going to be over before you know it, folks. Now is a good time. If you haven't got if you're going to do a little traveling coming up for the holidays, drive-wise, you haven't had your vehicle serviced lately, you might want to get it in, get it serviced. Now when it's not a rush, we always get folks at the very end that are like, oh, I forgot to get my car serviced. I got to drive all the way up to wherever it be. So make sure your car's in good working order. We don't want you left along the freeway on your way up to see grandma or uncles or aunts or cousins or your kids, if you're traveling to see them or whatever it may be. Just make sure that you get your vehicle in and get serviced prior to that so you're not stuck. So some good stuff there as far as that goes. Today we're talking a bit about extended warranties. Are they worth the money? Should you purchase one if you purchase a new vehicle? Often they try to push those on you. But more, we're talking about the ones that, if you buy used cars from some of the big used car places, you can get extended warranties. If you buy, and these folks are always changing kind of what they do. And there are some good ones out there, but most of them you see are a struggle to work with, to say the least, for the consumer and for us too, is a repair facility, no question about it. And there's two big ones that have been pushing a lot of TV commercials, and I watch and notice this stuff a lot. Why? Because it has to do with our industry, and it affects consumers that obviously we take care of. So if folks buy these, some of this stuff can be a real struggle with these folks. They keep in mind, they wouldn't be selling these warranties, you know. It's funny because I listen to them and their pitch on them. And their pitch is, you know, have everything covered by your car. You don't have to pay for any repairs. You know, well, I've seen everything from, let's see, we saw one the other day that was the extended warranty paid $75 an hour to the repair facility. Well, folks, if you can find a repair facility that's operating at $75 a labor rate hour, you're doing really well. Because almost every car dealer, the new car dealers, their service departments are over $200 an hour now. And everybody in the independent world is definitely over $150 an hour. So between $150 and $200 an hour. So that's where it's at. And that's what you got to charge, is to be able to purchase the tools, have quality employees to do quality repairs and those kind of items. So it's very unrealistic to find somebody to work for $75 an hour as far as the shop. So that's some of the things that strugglers run up against. So you're like, oh, Mr. Customer, yeah, you know what? So the entire bill is, $3,200. These folks are pitching in $1,600 or $1,600 out of your pocket. Well, when you're sold a product that you believe is going to cover everything, it's quite a shock. So, you know, and then you start. And then the other thing that some of these companies try to do is they try to say, well, you have to do this, you know, to the repair facility. We first off, we don't work for you. We don't do anything. So as far as that goes, when it comes to these extended warranty companies. So we're talking about that stuff and being very careful about it. You need to, as far as that goes, what you're purchasing, if you're going to purchase one, and the ins and outs about it. I often tell folks, hey, if you're going to buy one of these things, bring it in. Let somebody like us that knows about them read over it for you. You can ask them to send you the contract before you don't, and point out the things. You know, one of the favorite things I like to talk about in there, as like kind quality, is a great phrase they these extended warranty companies love to use. And what that means is, as like kind, will, okay, your engine's broken and used. Well, you can get another broken and used one we'll replace it with, or just used one, as far as that goes, is really what it means. Same mileage or less on, you know, on the used part. So you some of this words in writing they put into these contracts, you really need to be aware of before you purchase something like that. So that's what we're talking about today a bit, or anything else automotive related. Be happy to also. We got somebody on line one.
Bodie is on the line.
Oh, let's talk to Bodie then. Let's see here. Actually, I got this. You there, Mr. Bodie?
I'm there, Mr. Brian.
What you doing?
I'm sitting at the famous coffee line shop.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I can tell by the echo.
Yeah.
You must be the only one in there.
There's a couple guys. It's very echoey here because of that low ceiling.
Exactly.
There's nothing to absorb the sound.
No, there's, and that's why I said you might be there, one of the few people in there, because you get a bunch of people in there, they absorb the sound, but then they make more sound.
Yeah, they make more sound to talk over the sound.
What do you got going today, sir?
Well, I got a funny insight. I went to the guy. I said they have these little numeric pads to get into the restroom.
Uh huh.
Another guy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, star, hashtag thing. So I said to the guy, I said, what's the code to the bathroom? And he goes, 24000. And I said, you mean 2400? He goes, no, we're trained to give it each individual. And I said, why is that? And he goes, a lot of young people just don't know what 2400 is. Can you believe that?
Well, there's a lot of things I don't believe these days when I hear it, but once I hear it, then I think to myself, oh, yep, there it is. There it is. So, yeah, all good stuff. All good stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else going today, or are you just enjoying your favorite drink there at Starbucks?
And having my hot chocolate. I'm going to a free workshop on creativity and learning.
Ah. That'll be fun. That'll be good.
You know, I was lucky to have a mentor. He took me under his wing. He was a famous guy. Back in 1985, I went to one of his workshops, and he said, you kind of talk like you're back east. I said, yeah, from Buffalo, New York. And he goes, I'm from Buffalo. He said, what street? And I told him the street, and he goes, I live two streets from you. So he took me under his wing.
There you go.
Yeah, and one of his famous lines was, don't ever, ever let school get in the way of your education.
There you go.
Yeah, you're pretty smart. Yeah, anyways, we can do this. We got listeners are waiting for information.
Yep.
So I'm coming up Tuesday. I got a ride up.
Okay.
The cash deal, and we have a bill of sale for me?
Of course.
Well, I just, you know, I need to make sure.
Bodie's coming up to get, I got a good truck for him, so.
Okay.
All right, perfect.
I will see you about 10:30, 11, does that work?
Yep.
After traffic?
Yep, sounds good to me. Yep, no, yeah. You've been up to the Escondido shop before, haven't you?
I got you. You email me the address. I'll look it up.
I will. I'll send it to you.
I got a general. All I know is you got two beautiful buildings there.
Yes. Yes, for sure. For sure.
All right.
Okay, sir. You have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you this week then.
I'll see you Tuesday. Thank you, sir.
Look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Ask them to. Okay, we're done. Thank you.
Okay. You want me to have him put you on hold?
Yes.
Okay. I'll ask him to put you on hold. All right. No worries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So he's back on hold. I did it. Anyway, so yeah, me and Bodie. Bodie's been looking for a truck, and I found him one. So he's super happy. He wants to come up and get the thing. So all good stuff. And get him in that bad boy and on down the road. So every now and then I end up with or find a really good vehicle. So that's what happens sometimes. All right, folks, we're going to take our first break here real quick. Give us a call, though, 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, I'm happy to talk to you about. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Give us a call here, anything automotive related, and we're happy to talk to you about without question. So, man, I tell you what, this year has just flown by as far as that goes. Some interesting things that saw this week, automotive related. We have a Genesis in that the person was complaining that the battery would go dead after being sensed. After sitting, the car sitting for usually over 12 hours. What we found on that car was it had a bad sensor in the bumper sensors that for like parking and things like that. And it would not go to sleep. It was sensing something near it all the time, which would keep the module alive while the car was turned off and cause the battery to go dead. So, yeah, so when you talk about cars these days and things that are weird about them or whatever, there are so many little things, communication errors on cars. I find it hard to believe we don't have more issues with them, to be honest with you, with all the things that can go wrong that are difficult electronically on them. They're quite advanced these days. So something like that can cause a lot of frustration. This vehicle belongs to an older lady, so it often sit for a day or two. She may not go anywhere, then the battery be dead again. So nobody could figure out why. And one of my amazing techs at the Escondido location, he's the one that diagnosed and figured out that the bumper motion sensor wasn't going to sleep. It was staying active all the time. It thought that something was coming up on it consistently. So not enough to set off the dash alarms, but enough to think that like it's monitoring continuously. And so therefore it would drain the battery if the car set. So all fixed. Now the battery don't drain no more.
How does somebody go about even starting to figure that out?
Well, so we use the factory tools and we can monitor everything on the car. So, and you have to do it with leave the window down and we plug into the car and you shut the door because you can't, if the door is open, then other modules are active because the car wakes up then. So you have to wait for everything to go to sleep and start monitoring things. And it's a bit of work. It's not that easy. So that's why technicians that are good get paid so well now.
And then it takes time, and that runs up the bill. And
it does take time. We probably have, I don't know, I think we have in total time about 4 or 5 hours in this car. So you know, not too bad. I mean, shoot, if you didn't know what you were doing, you could spend days messing with the thing trying to figure it out. So, but yeah, it's a bit of work, and it's not getting any easier. So you really have to be a well-trained technician that knows how to go through the steps of diagnosing these things. And we spend a lot more time doing this kind of stuff these days than anything. And reprogramming too, software issues with cars that's often will set cause drivability problems or communication problems. There's updates for software. We do a lot of updating. So just like your desktop computer, you know, when Microsoft says, hey, it's time to update your whatever, you got 32 updates downloaded and they're all security or whatever. We have the same thing with cars.
Much like our engineers in radio used to spend time at the transmitter, now they spend all their time on IT stuff. It's kind of the same with cars now.
Correct. Exactly. Wow. Most of everything is computer-based now, for sure. So, you know, as far as that goes. I mean, mechanical things do break, obviously. But a lot of times, mechanical failures, such as an internal transmission failure, can be caused by something electronically that damaged this, you know, commanding the electronic valve body, which applies two drums at one time, and so you burn up the transmission or something like that, is highly possible. When that happens, you fix the transmission, and then you realize, because you got to fix that first, then you realize, uh-oh, we have a problem here. This is what's caused the trans to fail, you know. So sometimes that does happen too, and you never know. Anyway. Hey, I do want to remind folks while we're here chatting away, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, I'm happy to talk to you about. I also want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks up in North County for quite a while. And then West Elkhorn Automotive and Transmission, out there in East County, taking care of folks out there for over 12 years at 844 North Johnson Avenue in Elkhorn, AAA approved, out there in the good old East County. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right there in Central San Diego on Balboa, AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks right there for well over 7 years. And, of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, right in the Golden Triangle over here, 5726 Miramar Road, Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks for over 5 years there. And, of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission up North County Coastal, taking care of folks up there, coming up on 2 years, it will be, AAA approved. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We truly believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in and have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about, for sure. My employees are there to definitely help you and assist you with your automotive needs and get you back on the road. That's what it's all about. You have a concern with your vehicle, whether it be drivability, leaks, transmission-related, whatever it is, get it in for a diagnosis with us. You'll hear me say this all the time. The best money ever spent on repairing a vehicle is the diagnosis at a qualified facility with a qualified technician. So quality facility with a qualified technician, because I'm going to tell you now, you get the vehicle diagnosed properly and it will save you thousands of dollars over a lifetime, not throwing parts at a vehicle, that's for sure. So if you're having an issue, whether it be you think it's transmission related, engine related, leak related, AC related, whatever it is, you're having a problem, get your vehicle and let my master technicians diagnose it properly, and it will save you money in the long run. We see so many vehicles that are misdiagnosed. It's not uncommon. So we want to try to help you out and make sure that your vehicle gets fixed right the first time, which is super important. So we also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home from all five locations, and rental partners we work with here and there that at each location if you need a rental car. You can also jump on westautomotivegroup.com, follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Facebook, X, Instagram, by going to westautomotivegroup.com. Or you can also click on the Automan segments where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5. Matter of fact, I just did some more of those segments this last Thursday. But you can check all those out straight from westautomotivegroup.com, or you can also go to Auto Talk Radio where all the podcasts are put afterwards. If you want to listen live, obviously, you can go to 1170 AM and weekend shows and pick us up live there too. Or you can pick up our podcasts are also available through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, and TuneIn. Any place like that, feel free to grab them and get them picked up for sure. All right. All righty. Let's see here what we got going on. Today we're talking about extended warranties and are they worth it? But we're happy to talk about anything automotive related at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Let's see who we got here. Good morning. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. This is Bruce.
Hey, and, Bruce.
I have a question about an 08 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Okay.
And it's a high mileage car, and it's probably got about 150 mm-hmm. on it now, at least. Anyway, it's got a little bit of suspension noise in it, which, like, if you go around the corner at slow speed, you can hear a little suspension noise. And it's one of those things where it's not doesn't seem to be harming anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, is that one of these things you can, I mean, I'm sure the bushing replacements and those things, the deteriorated rubber, would be very expensive to on all corners.
Well, it kind of depends on what it is. Is it more like a squeak or
No, it's not. It's just a, I've had old cars before when they, this is an 08, and when they make this kind of squishy noise when they go around corners slowly,
gotcha.
You don't hear it at speed at all. Just when you're like in a parking lot and you come to those bumps, for example, speed bumps.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, you'll hear it then.
Go, gotcha. Yeah, it could be control arm bushings, for sure. It's possible. Uh-huh. Stabilizer bar bushings, too. We see those, which aren't too mm-hmm. expensive to replace. Strut tops. Sometimes mm-hmm. for the struts, if this that vehicle has struts, is it four-wheel drive?
Uh huh.
Okay, gotcha. Yes. So I don't know if that vehicle has struts or if it actually has upper and lower control arms. It's hard to say.
Well, in either case, though, I'm just saying, since it's so old, is there any danger in just ignoring it? Or,
as long as they're not separating, they're just the bushings are kind of dry and squeaking. No, there's no danger in that. If the bushings have started to come apart, then it will throw the alignment off. It's going to start wearing tires and eventually fail. If it is a ball joint making this noise, and we've seen that's super dry, like the original factory ball joints, those can fail and separate. Now, the good news about those, when it does happen, usually the worst case scenario on anything like that is it damages the fender or something on the car, which makes it even more expensive. If the lower ball joint separates and the wheel folds up inside of it, that could be a problem. But that usually happens at very slow speed, like pulling into a driveway. Or
going up the driveway.
Why turning and they separate. So it doesn't happen at high rate. Thank goodness. We always said this about for years in the automotive field. Like a ball joint separating going down the freeway would be really bad. It would be catastrophic, unfortunately. But they don't seem to break at that time. They seem to break when you put them in a stress point, like such as turning into a dip in a driveway or something like that at low speed. So nobody is physically hurt, but the car often can end up with quite a bit of damage.
And so, in that it is a four-wheel drive and sits a little higher off the ground, you can actually crawl under the car.
Correct.
Is there any spray that can temporarily treat that rubber? You have to spray it a couple times a year or whatever, but is there anything made that...
Yeah, a lot of times when we're diagnosing vehicles with dry bushings, if, we look at them, they're not really cracked or failing or coming apart, we'll spray them with a silicone spray.
What's it called?
It's silicone spray, basically, is what it is. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and it's waterproof, and also it's a lubricant, and it won't damage the rubber.
That then is just like your garage door openers. Where you, it's a spray, it's a silicone spray,
mm-hmm.
and it's a lubricant as well, and it's a dry lubricant.
Correct.
You change with it. So it's that kind of spray that you use?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that does fine. And then you can just shoot them and see, you know, does it. Sometimes it has to work a little bit into the bushing, though, you know, because a lot of times it'll be a little deeper into the bushing. But, yeah. It does work.
It might cut down the noise.
You're absolutely right. What we're really looking for, like I said, is to make sure nothing is actually physically damaged. If it's just dry bushings, then there is no safety concerns whatsoever.
Yeah, and actually, that if you're down there spraying them, you would see if there's any major cracks anyway.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And then the second question about it is my son got a new car recently, and he gave us a brand new unopened 5-quart 520 high mileage oil, and you know that's $30 worth. I'm just wondering if any of these independents, if they're doing an oil change such as yourself, I mean, can they factor, can you just bring your own oil in for that one oil change? Because I'll never use this oil.
Yeah, we have we clients we work with that sometimes say, like, hey, I ended up with this, and this oil's for my car. My son gave it to me. And we'll put it in during the oil change. It's no big deal.
Okay.
So something like that for sure. We do frown on a lot using things like, you come in and you're like, can you put my alternator in? The reason why is we don't know where those came from, and often people end up with parts that are not of the highest quality, and then all of a sudden when it doesn't work right, they're upset with us, and so we try to avoid those scenarios because it's hard for us to warranty something like that.
Gotcha. And I was thinking that since you said you always use synthetic, and this oil is not synthetic. Might be a blend. I don't know, but it's not synthetic.
Yeah, but it's Bruce, it's your car, so we only use synthetic only because we have a great price point on it, and the second part is it's great for everybody's car. But I mean, if you want to use a synthetic blend in your car, I don't have any problem with that. So
non-synthetic. This is non-synthetic.
Oh wow, it's conventional oil. Wow.
Yes, conventional. Well, I assume it is. It's Mobil 1. It's high mileage.
Oh no, it's Mobil 1. Everything Mobil 1's full synthetic.
That's full
synthetic oil. Yeah, Mobil 1 doesn't have any. But I was going to say, where did they find a full petroleum oil? Because that is the best you can usually find this day is a synthetic blend.
Oh, so this is what made it so expensive. I know that priced it on Amazon. It was $30 for
that. That's really good oil, by the way. I don't use high mileage, but I use in my truck because of the turbo in that. My new truck, I always use Mobil 1. So, yeah, it's good. That's really good oil. That's why it's so expensive, too, by the way.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for your help.
No problem at all. Always here to help. Thanks for your call, and I hope you have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too.
Take care, Bruce. Bye-bye. Bruce always has the best questions. Well-researched, too, which is super cool. So I like talking to him. Very intelligent guy. He's come up with some really good stuff. So thanks again, Bruce, for giving me a call. Always happy to talk to you. All right, folks, we're going to take our last break here, but you can give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio and The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Sorry, I was just reading over the automotive news. I always at least once a week check out to see what's going on in the automotive news world. Why? Because that's the world I live in all the time. So, good stuff. Hey, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there for sure. And the only automotive-related battery we stock at the West Automotive Group. So, super important to us. Because it is the number one technician-recommended battery worldwide. So Interstate Batteries definitely has a battery for every need, though. So if you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, get in. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, you should check them out at their two storefronts here in San Diego, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. Good stuff. Check them out. I love Interstate. They've been partnering with me for a long time, and we've been using their batteries for a long time. All the employees over there are great, great folks, too, here in San Diego Interstate Battery. Looks like Stellantis is at VW brace for another rough year as industry struggles on multiple fronts in Europe. Great. Some of these cars are amazing if you look at them. I'm seeing a lot more of the Hyundai Palisades on the road these days, too, which is something cool. Toyota is actually leaving NHRA drag racing after 2025 season. And are always interesting. You know, Rolls-Royce has a Dakar Rally Series car, and it sells for $630,000. Just in case you want to go racing through the desert in your Rolls-Royce. So, good stuff as far as that goes. Anyway, all right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, I'm happy to talk to you about, as we are talking about extended warranties today. And should you purchase one of these? As I was discussing, there's a lot of different warranty companies out there. And most of them are of the lower end quality. There are some higher end quality ones, such as if you buy a new car and you add on like the Ford Motor Credit extended warranty, or GM has one, Chrysler has one. Those factory ones that you buy before your factory warranty's out, they tend to be, but they're extremely pricey too. And usually you don't use them or get the value out of them, to be honest with you. So, and those usually are only offered when your vehicle is brand new and you're purchasing it. You see all these ones on the TV, be a little weary. Like I said, you know, if you really are interested in buying an extended warranty, call them, ask them to send you a contract to read over so you know what you're buying prior to you do. If you don't understand automotive extended warranties, bring them into somebody like us. We'll read over it for you. Find all the nice phrases in there, like as like kind quality, which means when your used transmission breaks, you get another used one for it. That's what they'll pay for. You have to be very careful. Often in these contracts, they limit what they pay per hour, which often can limit the ability of who's going to repair your vehicle or what's going to come out of your pocket, of course. Which is super important. And just like with anything, you need to take the time to know what you're buying. Make sure when the salesperson on one of the extended warranties tells you it covers everything on the car bumper to bumper, you might want to raise an eyebrow, because I'm going to tell you right now, most of the ones you see and the ones you see on TV and stuff don't cover all that stuff. So they are not going to, and you're going to end up being disappointed if you have an issue. So as far as that goes, remember, these are folks are like selling insurance. They're in this business to make money. They're definitely not. So it's almost like fighting with a health insurance company on your coverage. If you need something done that they don't want to pay for, it can they're not going to pay for it. I can tell you that. So we have people exempt from extended. We just had a 2018 Journey. Dodge Journey that was in the Miramar store. It had overheated and failed. It caused internal engine damage. And they said, well, the customer's got to authorize to pull the head off. So the customer did authorize to pull the head off. That means you as the customer, you're on the hook for that initial estimate, which is a bit of labor. Did so, and they said, once the head's off, oh, it was a coolant system failure. We don't cover coolant system failures, even though it damaged the inside of the engine. So those are the kind of things that they do to get out of paying for repairs. So now this gentleman who has an extended warranty that's not worth anything that he paid for, and I don't know what he paid for, but most of them now are up around, even the ones that aren't real good quality are well over $1,500 to purchase. So, and now if he wants to fix his vehicle, he needs to come out of pocket. For about $4,000, which he's not going to be very happy about. So it's just one of those things you got to be very careful of. And we see a lot of this. And like I said, I was talking earlier about this. You know, we see a lot of times where they have a limit on what they'll pay per hour, which doesn't even come close. And then they do things like what they'll pay for certain parts. And they use an average from like the Midwest. So we can't buy the part. You know, I've had conversations with extended warranties, they're like, well, we pay this much for that part. And then our statement is, we can't even buy the part for that. So, but they're using some table that they find to try to do this. So not always the best route to go. That's why my best statement to this is having somebody look at it, or looking at the vehicle to determine, as far as not the, or the contract to determine, you know, what do you get for this? Because it's very difficult. The term bumper to bumper they often use does not actually has a ton of exclusions. We often see consumers' contracts that often cover very little on their vehicle and supply used components for repair, or only pay a low hourly rate for their repairs. It does not even come close to covering the rates of today's quality facilities. So if you don't understand these contracts, like I've been saying, get someone who does understand them, whether it be, you know, like us. And we have clients that come in all the time and bring stuff in, and we take a look at it for them. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And it's super important to make sure what you buy is what you get is what you think you're getting, for sure. So good stuff. All right, what's happening, Mike?
Brian, what's going on?
Another day in paradise here in San Diego. Are you guys freezing over there?
Yeah, well, today's not too bad. It's going to be lower 40s, and tomorrow I think it's going to be 50. So
nice. Didn't you have a cold snap that came through, though, last weekend or something, didn't you?
Last week was, kind of horrible, 17, 18. Yeah, not good.
Dude, living here so long, I can't go outside the house if it's 17 degrees.
Oh, my God. It's turning you guys into pansies.
Oh, when it gets to be 50, I'm thinking, like, man, I should take a trip to South America or something where it's warmer.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Hey, I was wanting to know about these insurances. Ice-T told me everything was covered from bumper to bumper. Could I not believe him?
That is one of the big ones, yeah. That they've been pushing that one hard for a couple years now. So let me ask you this question, and what this company spends on, what's it cost to get a celebrity to endorse your product?
Exactly.
You know, the other one that I'm a little bit disappointed in is who I love and think she's an amazing lady, Danica. But she also represents one of these companies. But you know, I had a friend of mine that, they got him. He was in the automotive industry to do a commercial for one of these. And afterwards, he was like, worst thing in my life I ever did. He's like, he said, even this company, he said, I thought that they were, of course, they're not. So he said, I'm very disappointing that I put my name on that. So, yeah, a lot of them are not great.
That's been my experience too. Yeah, just watch out, buyer beware.
Yeah, everybody in the automotive industry that works, you know, whether you worked in a dealer, a service department, or independent, has run across these and know the ones very few are good. The ones that were really good, like GE Capital used to have one that was amazing, but usually because they're so good, they eventually go away because they cover all kinds of things and they figure out, we're not making any money on this.
Right. Yeah, that's sad though. I mean, you kind of get blindsided by it. I mean, you got to read the fine print. There's just no way around it.
You do.
If you don't, it's just up to you. So,
And you know what? The people that are smart in this business that sell these are the new car dealers that sell the ones for the manufacturer, because they cut off at 100,000 miles and they know dang well that the odds of something bad happening below 100,000 miles. So it's kind of like gambling, right, for them. But the odds are in their favor that you're not going to have a major failure under 100,000 miles.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, I just want to put my 2 cents in there, Brian. I hope you're doing okay and everything's well out that way.
Hanging in there, man. I hope the same for you, and hope you had a great Thanksgiving and all, brother.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Looking forward to Christmas here. Sis will be coming home and their little ones, and should be pretty merry. So
that'll be awesome, man. That'll be awesome. Yeah, well, don't blink, because Christmas is going to be here before you know it.
Oh, I know. I know. I even started shopping, so I got to get on the stick here.
There you go.
All right, Brian, be good, man. Take care of yourself.
Take care, Mike. Always great to talk to you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, man. Bye.
Always good to talk to Mike. I actually went to high school with him. He still lives in Dayton, Ohio, where I'm from, but he listens call. He's a technician and works on cars, so these guys give me a shout every now and then and stay in contact with them. But good people, good people. His sister actually lives in L.A. She's an actress, so that's what he's talking about. His sister's coming home for the holidays with the kids, and he's got she's got two children that are his nephews that he's super into. So good stuff. Good stuff for sure. So you heard it from another automotive professional that these things aren't the best thing to do.
Are there any good ones?
There are. Like I said, the ones sold by the manufacturer. Like if you buy a brand new Ford car, they offer you extended warranty up to 100,000 miles. Those by the manufacturer, they cover pretty much the same thing that your new car warranty covers. But they don't go past 100,000 miles. You know why they don't go past 100,000 miles?
Because things fall apart.
They know it's going to cost them a bunch of money to do. So it's really for them, it's a numbers thing, right? I mean, they can sell 100 of these and two people might use them. So it's worthwhile. I tend not to buy those. When I buy a new car, I don't, obviously I can fix my own car, so I don't need one. But at the same time, I usually recommend to folks that, and also, if you sell the car, that extended warranty typically doesn't transfer with the car unless some of them allow you to pay a transfer fee for the person that bought the car to extend it. Unlike a new car warranty that's, let's say, 36 or 50,000 miles. If I sell the car, it's got 25,000 miles on it to somebody, and it's still within the time and the mileage, the dealer and the manufacturer, they don't care. They'll warranty it for anybody. But when you start talking about extended warranties, often another thing about them is that you sell it, you have to either, it's transferable and you have to pay a fee to transfer it usually, or it's not transferable, one of the two. So you just never know. Pretty much, I'm going to tell you, the ones that you see that we deal with that are sold by some of the big used car places and that, they're, to say the least, difficult to deal with, even if they do cover things sometimes. So, and often the consumer's left in a spot that's not great. So just one of those things that, you know, can happen. So buyer beware, as Mike said when he called in, you know, but my biggest thing to this is basically you need to know what you're buying. If you really think you want to buy one of these, hey, get the contract. Bring it in. I'll go over it with you and be happy to do so, or any of my employees, because we go through these things and we know exactly what they're doing with these as far as this, because we deal with them all the time. So there it is. But we do accept them. We just warn clients in the beginning when you come in, hey, I know they told you everything's covered, but I can almost guarantee you everything is not going to be covered on this, and there's going to be some out-of-pocket expense. But we will definitely make you aware of it before we move forward of anything that possibly could be a cost to you. So if you need help with your vehicle and you have one of these, let us know. We're happy to look at it and get it figured out for you as far as that goes. Wow, man. It's been another great show. Really appreciate everybody calling in, Mike and Bodie and everybody, along with Bruce. Surely enjoy all your conversations and you folks dipping in there. San Diego and everybody else out there that's listening, I want to make sure you keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We will be back next week, of course, Auto Talk Live, and we do appreciate you joining into us. Be safe this week and this weekend. I know all the holiday parties are going on and all that, so make sure, don't drink and drive. If you've had something to drink, don't drive. Get yourself an Uber. It's way too easy to do. So Uber, Lyft, or whatever. So just be safe out there. So everybody be safe. And until next Saturday, this has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll catch you next Saturday.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
Hi, it's Brian, the founder of West Automotive Group and the host of Auto Talk Radio. I'm also the auto man on the CW San Diego and Fox 5 News. We have been treating customers like an extended part of our family for over 20 years. Our philosophy is we never put money ahead of people. Making time for your vehicle to get serviced and repaired is the last thing on your list. We make it easy since we know your time is valuable. Enjoy the use of our free shuttle rides, home or to work, or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced and repaired. West Automotive Group service and repairs your vehicle to manufacturer specifications, and we back our repairs with some of our longest nationwide warranties. Take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis at one of our five state-of-the-art facilities in Escondido, El Cajon, Kearney Mesa, Miramar UTC, and now Oceanside. For your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. Experience the true meaning of satisfaction guaranteed at westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com.